Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae has put millions back into the hands of Mississippi citizens, expanding the state's affordable college and career savings program and also returning record amounts of unclaimed money. Check out how Treasurer David McRae's office can help you, your business, or your organization. Treasury.ms.gov.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it! Whoa!
Good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. My name is Buddy Slowick. Rock and Roll Handyman going to be here until 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise about your house and telling you where to hide the eggs. Yes, it is Easter weekend, and it's certainly something we should, I guess, celebrate is the word, but it's really a weekend of change in humanity. It's an important weekend, Easter weekend, and I think everybody is celebrating it one way or another. I have twin granddaughters that are like 13 that are out doing face painting this morning at the city egg hunt. There's an egg hunt probably in every city or every town, or a lot of cities and towns in Mississippi are having egg hunts that are sponsored by the municipality or whatever, and they are part of that today in the city of Pearl and enjoy it very much. So Easter's a big weekend, and it's a lot of things happening. If I think back on some of the Easters and places that I've spent, wow. Wow. A lot of different places. But for many years, I've spent it right here behind this microphone, and I can't say that I've ever went, oh no, I have to do this show today. It's been like, oh boy, I get to do the show today. And that's the way it is. At any rate, Handyman Show right here, and you're welcome to, we're available everywhere, by the way. You can get us streaming, you can get us on the internet, pull up our SuperTalk app at the SuperTalk, go to the app store, pull up SuperTalk app, and with that app you can pull up anything, past shows, portions of shows, you can watch them on television, you can actually listen to them. You can listen to our podcasts all over the place. A lot is happening right here in Mississippi at Super Talk. So check it out and find out. And if you'd like to call in, our phone number is 888-808-8637. And our text line is C-SPAR text line is 601-879-4395. And you're welcome to get in touch with us anytime about anything at all.
Well, I spent so many years playing baseball on the weekends.
Oh, you.
And, you know, I loved it. It was something about baseball and Easter weekend. It was just part of your life for so long in my life. And, you know, and it's so cool that baseball kicks off,
yeah,
literally right around Easter weekend. And it's just, it's the mark of everything renewing.
Yeah,
springtime sure, a-coming. Yeah, yeah. The flowers is a-blooming.
It's a-blooming.
Fences is a-getting mended.
Oh,
everybody's fixing
sure
stuff.
Everybody's
in baseball. One of my loves.
It love does it seem to me that during the Easter weekend was the first weekend that we did, like, in City League baseball.
Yeah,
we did the round robin type situation.
It's rolling. And now, yes, high school and all that's been going for a month or so.
Right.
But, you know, Major League Baseball and the kickoff of spring and Easter and
sure
those things are almost ceremonial in this country.
That's right.
And I've worked so much on Easter weekends that, you know, it's great that we have bosses that let us have the Good Friday off.
Yep.
And, you know, a couple people will have to be up here to do a little baseball and sports tomorrow. I know Dixon and Perez will be in, but, you know, we had a wonderful Good Friday. Thank
sure
you, bosses, for letting us enjoy that. And
yeah, very
we
nice
have great people that we work for here.
And
so
but that's an understatement right there. We do have great people. All the people involved with Super Talk are just amazing. Not only the people that are employed here, but as you said, the management and the ownership is just unbelievably sharp.
And then you get to experience the wonder and amazement of these great listeners. This is one of those things you get. I have the great opportunity here every morning, get to read and connect with people, and just it's a wonderful day to get to say thank you for listening, and thank you. I hope all of you have time to spend with your families or the loved ones you want to, and celebrate the things you want to celebrate, and get ready to fix stuff, because that's what it's all about.
And give us a call. A lot of people don't want to call because they say, well, I don't like the way my voice sounds. Hey, forget that noise. You're more important to what you have to say than what you sound like. I want to hear you, and I don't care where you come from or how you speak. It better be English, though, or otherwise I'll be in trouble. Well, I can do some languages, small portions of them, but not a whole lot. But, call us, and we'd love, or text us. We'd love to hear from you for sure.
Yeah, I can butcher up probably 4 or 5 languages pretty well when it comes to trying to speak them. I can read them a little bit, but speaking them, I might as well be a butcher.
That's the way I can, if it's presented and somebody else is talking about it, I can get a pretty good idea of what they might be talking about, but I really can't follow them word for word.
Spanish I'm okay with. I can get around pretty well with that, with my accent. Usually the Spanish speaker's like, oh man, you speak Spanish very well. I'm like, I feel like it's terrible. I don't get to use it enough. But yeah, I can definitely butcher up about 3 other languages pretty well.
I speak American.
Yeah, I speak at Southern American around here.
You speak Southern American. That's even different than American. I may speak some Southern Americans by this time in my life. Who knows?
If you throw y'all in there and sweet tea,
I've thrown y'all in there. I love okra, man.
I have fried chicken. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, I made it then. I'm home free. Well, I've been talking to different contractors and different builders and whatnot this week, and going around and looking at different places and different businesses. And what I'm finding out is that all of the businesses that I've spoken with, all are in a position where they can actually expand and grow into larger businesses. But there's a problem. And the problem is they cannot find quality, dependable help. It just is like, it's hard to find good help these days. One company in particular, they've got crews out working, and they said they could certainly add another crew. They have the work for that for sure, particularly even down the road, and it would help shorten the lead time on some of the jobs they're getting to take. It would cut them down from one company is way out as far as able to do work on the job because they don't have the crew or the availability of the crew to get them. They've interviewed people countlessly. So it's important that we are ready to be qualified and hired and be dependable. That is probably, I don't know. When they say be there at 8, be there at 8 in the morning, be there at 5 of, be there at 10 of 8. If they say be there at 7, be there before 7. That's the sign. Just look at pro sports, for example. The better players in like any sport will always be like the first ones on the court or the first ones on the field, and probably the last ones to leave the court and leave the field. And that's the way you should approach work. All right, 888-808-8637. Going to Summerall and talking to Ron. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Great, thank you. How about yourself on this Easter weekend?
It's a beautiful day. But on the subject of contractors,
yes, sir.
I talked for Associated Builders and Contractors, ABC, for 8 years.
It's a great place.
I taught carpentry, and I taught for the state of Louisiana for 12 years.
Wow.
And also I've ran, projects up to $43 million,
wow,
5-star hotels and what have you. But anyway, I said all that to say this.
Yes, sir.
trying to teach a craft is one thing. But I have been called in over the last 10 years to several different companies to troubleshoot what their issues are. And the major issue I found, and that's the reason I'm trying speak with some of these, educational, they never offer anything about quality management.
Right.
And in the field, where every job that I went on to and the company failed, actually a couple of them had, was a bonding company was called in and shut them down. And the biggest issue I found, for instance, on one project I went out there, they didn't even have a full set of plans on the job.
Wow.
They didn't, you know, I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous. And none of them understood the importance of daily reports, keeping accurate records of the job, having a job schedule, you know, scheduling your work.
Sure.
It's like they went out there and just flipped the coin and let whatever happened happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, confusion between the crafts, confusion on the job, you know, everything done out of order just because they did not have quality management on that job. You know, some of them said, well, we have a project manager. Well, a project manager's role is entirely different than a daily role of a job site manager or superintendent or whatever you want to call it.
Indeed, indeed.
But where I see all these companies really faltering in their growth and their production and their, you know, profit margins is quality on-site project management that can schedule. I've got experience in Primavera 1, Primavera 2, Primavera 3 scheduling. I teach, critical path method of scheduling, which I prefer myself. It's easier to follow.
Right.
But I've been on projects where I've had schedules down to minutes, actual minutes. And the craft respond to that because everybody wants to be successful.
Sure, absolutely.
You know? And, you know, when you get the craft on board with that and you show them a path, this is how it's going to be successful, and they're on board with that, guess what? That you turn out a quality project.
You know, while you're
but
speaking
about that,
speaking of what you're talking about, quality management is so important. I know a particular crew pretty well, actually. I know them, and they have a great crew, and the crew goes out and does work. But his biggest complaint is the manager of that operation doesn't give them a complete list or a set of plans on how this project or what stage this project should be done. So therefore, the company suffers because of that, suffers greatly, because they have a great craftsman leading a crew, but he can only do what the owner of the company or the manager of the company says that he should be doing. And he doesn't get full information. And he's like lost.
You know, people standing around, we don't have material on the job.
Well,
I wasn't supposed to be there, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, I'll tell you what, the most important thing that you could ever do on a project is have a good schedule.
Yes, sir.
And you know, I've seen people with schedules, and I mean, I've seen a schedule one time that wrapped around the job trailer three times. Okay? But nobody was following the schedule. It was
great.
Just there for looks.
Well, a good manager not only has to have a good schedule, but also has to be able to deal with Murphy's Law, because not always does everything fall into place with material not arriving on a job on time or an issue that has come up on the job that nobody had the foresight to see. There are all sorts of problems, but that's a management situation.
You got Plan A and Plan B, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You've got to be ready to take on Plan. You better be ready to go to Plan B really, really quickly and not stop the job.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, Ron, and it's amazing that you work at the Associated Builders Association, because right next door is the MCEF, and I deal with them a lot. And they're rebranding, by the way, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. But that Associated Builders Association is a great organization. It really is.
Well, you know, I love my craft. I love the years I put into it, and it breaks my heart to see there's something so obvious. And I've sent the gentleman you're talking about, I've sent them resumes saying, look, I will come in and I will do a course for you.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
I will do whatever it takes to, you know, beef up, you know, the construction industry, because
sure,
I know how they're hurting right now.
Oh, big
and,
time.
But the thing about it is that I just can't understand why they neglect the most important part.
Yeah.
Of the sequence. of events that has to take place. I don't understand that.
Yeah, their focus is mostly on training individuals to do a particular job, but I think there's not enough focus or enough attention is given to the management of a particular organization. That is so important.
Well, I tell you what, and I've run across companies like this. They think that their office personnel, their project manager in the office and all this will handle all that, okay? And that's not his job.
No.
You know what I mean? And he's not on the job long enough during the day or have time to be there to really, focus on how that job is flowing. And that's where, you can make or break your project. In the first 30 days on that site,
right,
you're going to make or break that project.
Well, yeah.
And office people look down, look down on people in the field. They
right.
want skilled craftsmen, but as soon as something happened, it's Johnny Carpenter's fault or it's Billy Concrete Man's fault.
Right, correct.
No, it's the fault of
the most important thing is, whoever is the manager or the supervisor of the job needs to be there while the work is being done, because as soon as they go away,
absolutely.
As soon as they're not around, something may go wrong. Work may not be done on time. Just the crews don't react quite as quickly and quite as quality work.
They
is
need direction.
Done. They do need
they
direction.
Need direction.
And that's what's lacking. That's lacking big time in the industry.
And I tell you what, I've been known, and this is no exaggeration, I've been known to take up to 300 pictures a day.
Wow.
300.
Wow.
And today's modern technology, used to, all we had was 35-millimeter film
yeah.
for 36 shots to a roll.
Right.
And, I had two filing cabinets full of rolls that I had never developed because you couldn't afford it.
Yeah, right.
But today's technologies, with digital technologies, you can take as many freaking pictures as you want.
Yeah, really.
And, I can't tell you how many times just my photographs have saved the day. For instance, like a junction box got stepped on in the concrete pour.
Correct.
They lost it.
Yeah.
They forgot where it was at. Well, refer to my photos. It shows exactly where it's at.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Job progress schedule.
That's so important. It's important. Well, Ron, I appreciate what you've done with your career and where you've been and what I think you've lifted the state up a little bit in your ability to do that, to teach people that, and I hope you continue with that kind of talk to everybody. And I'm glad that you got on the air with us this morning, reaching all 12 states.
Well, thank you.
All right, have a happy Easter. I got to take a break, and good talking to you. And
bye-bye.
All right, take care. And I appreciate Ron's call very much. You're welcome to join us anytime. The Super Talk Mississippi here at the MCEF Studios. We'll be right back at Mississippi.
Celebration Tour. One band, one show with Cowboy Troy and DJ Sinister. Saturday, July 6th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. On sale now at pearlriverresort.com.
Superior, it's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
There are artists.
Yeah. You've been hiding, never letting it show, always trying to keep it under control. You got it down, and you went on the way to the top. But there's something that you forgot. What about love? Don't you want someone to care about you?
To talk over that stuff, Brent Lance. You keep playing stuff like that, I'm not gonna ever say anything.
I don't think you have to. You can enjoy it.
Really, it's just I did. I was digging a great time.
That's one of your great picks there.
Yeah, you know, I love those people. Heart's wonderful. They really are. All right, Brent Bean was going to be here today, but he couldn't make it. Being Easter weekend, it's easy to understand. But I want to talk a little bit about MCEF, the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation, and what they plan on doing. First thing I need to mention is they're rebranding. Build Mississippi is going to be their new logo. Build Mississippi is an initiative of the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. And Build Mississippi is, and how you get to them now, from now on, would be go build, just buildmississippi.com will get you right to the offices of the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. And their mission is to to train people in better using their hands to get ready for the 100,000 jobs that we need here in the state. I mean, we need so many construction workers and I use that term construction workers to cover an awful lot of ground. That covers not only hammer and nails and putting up stick house or maybe working in a factory or working with a heavy-duty machinery or HVAC and electrical. Well, very important to learn all this type situation. And Build Mississippi, MCEF, works very hard with the local colleges and the community colleges and the high schools. And they have wonderful training centers where they really want to teach people how to do a particular skill. But coming up, it's this week on Wednesday, they've got a skill competition going on at the Mississippi Trademark here in Jackson. And what goes on in that skill competition is the high school and college kids compete in carpentry, electrical, masonry, HVAC work, welding, sheet metal, and just all sorts of competitions. And these are people who are chosen from all over the state to compete in this competition. And it's a fun competition to watch, and it's an open session where anybody can show up from 9 to 4 to watch these people that are actually building something on site that they have learned how to do with the skills that they achieved in their learning center, whatever that may be. At this point, that skill competition is very, very important, and it builds much pride in all of the people who participate in it. And the winners of this skill competition will go to the national skill competitions going on in this summer in Atlanta. So they are be selecting some of the people who are in this competition down in Mississippi to go to the Skill Competition of America, where they're actually doing a skill competition, which is huge. So you should be a part of it. But you should know also that MCEF is now changing their name to Build Mississippi. They are going to it's so important, Build Mississippi, because college isn't the only path to success. Many people believe that you need to go to college in order to really be successful in life. And you really, really, some people just are not meant to go to a four-year school, and just it's not going to work for them, and they may try, and they may fall out of school after a year or two, and just then all of a sudden be at a loss as to what to do. Whereas if they had taken that same time, and instead of trying to be successful at something they don't care very much about, to be involved in something they do care about and learn a trade, learn how to work on a heating and air conditioning unit. Very complex. Almost all of the industries that work in construction today are involved with the technology of today. Well, that is also part of the learning curve at a place like Build Mississippi. They want to make sure that everybody understands how to use the technology and how to create technology to use it and help us build things, anything, build a masonry. Just think how much work is involved in building an outdoor fireplace out of brick. And what's involved in that? Well, there's an awful lot involved in that. And I think for somebody who just owns a home to go out and try to do that themselves and not have the experience or the knowledge, it's going to be, it might be overcoming. It might be too much. But if you understand how it's done and you've been trained as to how to build it and how to actually achieve success, then you will be successful. Once you've gone through their training seminar, you become a valuable asset in the state. And the first thing you must have before you get into any of these is you need to understand that dependability and just doing what you say you're going to do is such an important thing to everybody. To everybody. Dependability. What does dependability mean? It means being to work on time. Don't be late and think, well, I'll get to this, you know, so I'm supposed to be there at 8. I'll be at 8:30. It'll be okay. No, it won't be okay. Be there at 5 till 8. Be there at 10 till 8. It's like, well, for instance, what if I didn't show up until about 10:20 on this program? It would be up to Lance to handle it, and he would handle it. For sure he would handle it. But would it be the handyman show?
No, I'd be juggling. That's for sure.
You'd handle it, though. I know you would.
Yeah.
I know you.
But it would not be as good as what you do.
I always worked for a guy in a lumberyard, and he was one of the management who always would look you right straight in the eye and say, handle it. And that's all he had to say.
Yeah, get it done.
And the reason he'd say that is because he knew that you know how to handle it. But so... Lance, handle it. No, I've got it. I'm here today. And I've never been late on a segment, I have to say, over a number of years.
No, you on time.
You
practice what you preach, which is...
I'm always here on time.
You kind of have to do that.
And I do the same with appointments in window. You know, I sell windows and doors, and a lot of times I'll tell people I'll be there at a particular time. I get there about 15 minutes early, always. That's just the way I am. And that's the way you should be, too. It's an important thing. Also, let's get back to the buildmississippi.com. Or MCEF, as we know it at this point in time, that skill competition they're having done down at the Mississippi Trade Mart in Jackson this Wednesday is so very important for the people not only participating in it, but the people who will go there just to observe are going to learn how particular things are done and may create interest for their youngsters and their children, and they say, you know what, this would be a good place. I see you playing all the time with your Legos and you're building all sorts of things. Well, you could learn a lot about building. Like, I think there's right now this sort of a void, if you will, in building houses out of ICFs, that's insulated concrete forms, and that's just an issue of not enough people know about what ICFs are. Well, ICFs are insulated concrete forms, and they build a very, very, very strong house. But got off track a little bit. Some of these down at the skill competition this weekend, there'll also be people from every industry in the state will be looking to hire. There'll be job offers. There'll be great salaries offered. They'll be looking for quality people who are building something and know how to do it particularly well and have been trained. So not only is it a skilled competition, but it's also an opportunity for these people who are involved in the skilled competition to maybe even get into the workforce, if that's indeed their intention, because there's going to be a lot of companies or people representing companies that will be looking and wanting to make everything they can out of the people that show up. But there's so much happening at the skill competition, and I really do think it's a good idea that everybody gets involved in the skill competition. It's free. There's no entry fee at all. It's from 9 to 4 at the Trade Mart, and it features who is going to be the future construction workers in Mississippi, because we're going to need 100,000 of them, and 100,000 seems like a pretty big number when you start talking about there's only a few million people in the state. 100,000 is a lot of construction workers, but they need to be trained. They need to know how to deal with certain situations, how to address management. They need to even know how to manage if management becomes part of the situation. That's the MCEF, the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. Well, it's soon to become the buildmississippi.com. Easier to get to, very easy to get to. And if you have any questions about the upcoming skills competition, and or you want to get involved in the trade, in any trade industry in Mississippi, hey, go to your computer, put in buildmississippi.com, and up will pop up everything that MCEF does, whether you can be involved in their skill competition down at the Trade Mart, whether you can be involved in their training facility over there in Pearl, or there another training facility up north, Mississippi somewhere. A great organization. And these people who are involved in the skill competition are dedicated individuals that are really, really going to try to do the very, very best they can do and the very best that they've been trained to build something that will really intrigue people, and people will look at it and say, wow, that's amazing. Well, if they're good enough, they'll end up at the state, and they'll end up going to the national competition in Atlanta this summer. And if they achieve that kind of success in going to the National Trade Association, they're going to be a valuable asset to this state, and they'll be where job offers will be just pouring in, and they'll actually have a choice of careers in which they can get involved with in their particular individual skill, because it's so, so important that we learn how to be boilermakers or carpenters or work on air conditioning units or plumbing. Wow, plumbing is such a... There's just not enough people in the industry right now to cover all the work that needs doing. I know of a quality company that has great management, that cares about its individuals and is on the job when they say they're going to be on the job, and they always do what they're going to do. And they're in the position where they can actually grow, but they cannot get hold of the people to hire to be involved in what they do for a living, because they're just not trained. There's just not enough people that are not only trained with a skill to do a particular project, but with the dependability, I guess. And I think dependability and being on time and all that sort of starts at home. That's a process that we learn as a young age, and our parents kind of hold our feet to the fire in making us more responsible in being on time, in being somewhere where you're supposed to be, in doing what you say you're going to do. And people who grew up without that parental input, they suffer so much. But even if that is the case and they haven't had the parental input, they can go to a corporation like buildmississippi.com, MCEF, and really achieve what they're trying to achieve and do so with a great deal of success. The Mississippi Construction Education Foundation has been around a long time doing a great job, and It'll be fun. It'll be refreshing, their new change in name to Build Mississippi, which before too long will be noted all over the state. And we appreciate their sponsorship of this show. My name is Buddy Slurk, Super Talk Mississippi at the MCEF Studios. That's Build Mississippi Studios. Be back in just a minute. Don't go away. Be right back. Say we stand for nothing, and there's no way we ever could. Now we see everything that's going wrong with the world and those who lead it. We just feel like we don't have the means to rise above and beat it. So we keep waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
You know that nowadays most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money? And a lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they aren't online. With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referrals and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at STMM Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Time's been wasted. Wasted here for a while. Standing at that bus stop, just across from crowds, waiting for the driver to take me to my heavenly house. I'll see you there
at the foot of Canal Street.
What will they wear
at the foot of Canal Street?
Will there be a play
at the foot of Canal Street?
Will people be singing
at the foot of Canal Street?
Does your father lie there? Does your mother pray?
I don't know. So, that's so refreshing and so fun. That's just amazing. That's amazing stuff. Good choice, Lance.
You turned me on to some good ones. I mean, that was one when we did what Jaco Pastorius, yeah, and that crew. Yeah, that was some good stuff.
That was some real good stuff.
Yeah, interesting and different. Too,
some of the old music segments we did were pretty interesting, actually. I was listening to some of them the other night, and we're going, wow, that's pretty good. Talking about technology, we have some new toys that will be coming your way from here at Super Talk here. It'll take a while to get the bugs worked out, but it's amazing.
Hey, don't say that. We got when you get Rhino and Will on things, I don't even have to worry about it taking too long.
Yeah, well, it'll
just
get,
them having a minute to actually do it.
It'll be up and flying in no time. It's just amazing stuff. It's amazing stuff. An interesting text has come in since we took a break, and the text quite simply says, it doesn't say who it's from, but it says, early is on time. On time is late. And being late is unacceptable. That's very well stated. Thank you for that, sending that, whoever it was that sent it to us.
The 601.
Yeah, thanks, 601.
Sam from the 601, I think, if I look back up a couple.
Okay, good. I didn't see who it was. But, yeah, that's the darn truth. That's the darn truth. All right, finishing up real quickly with Build Mississippi, which is the new handle for Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. Just don't forget, their skills competition going on this Wednesday at the Mississippi Trade Mart in Jackson. So be there, and it's free admission, and there'll be a number of people that are actually building things on site or working on units on site and having been trained in that particular subject with their which they're working on, they're going to build the very best they can, and then at the end it'll all be judged, and the winners of this competition will end up going to the national convention in Atlanta that's coming up this summer. That's the Mississippi Construction Education Trade Mississippi Construction Education Foundation, now called Build Mississippi. So I can't say enough about how much they're doing to help this state be just a better place than it is, and it is already. I mean, it really is a great place to be, and I'll brag about it to anybody in any state in any country. It's probably as good a place to be as any, and better than most. We don't have a lot of the situations they do in a lot of other places. All right. Something that holds up a lot of construction, and again, this is has a lot to do with management, construction management, is the supply chain has, first it slowed down because of COVID, and there just wasn't as much happening, and then all of a sudden we're trying to get over that lull because of COVID, and it's kind of backlogged a lot of the material, and now there's also been some happenings in the actual arrival of some of this material from overseas, like up in Baltimore. I mean, what can you say? That was just terrible that something like that would happen and actually shut down an entire port, an important port to the United States that brings in all sorts of goods into that into the nation, and a certain percentage of the ports. It is a large percentage of the ports around the country. It's one of the biggest. It's one of the biggest ones around. But of course, there are other bigger ones. But think of the size ship that actually hit that bridge. That's amazing. But that has a lot to do with the supply chain. Why things have slowed down a little bit. And of course, they're improving. They're getting better every day. But still, we're on a little. Waiting for stuff to arrive sometimes can really be a challenge to make sure that the job goes as smoothly as it should because a particular item has not arrived when it should arrive. And since I deal a lot in windows and doors, one of the biggest situations I will always tell customers is when I ask the wholesaler an ETA on particular windows, he says, oh, 2 to 3 weeks, and I said, well, you get your acknowledgement, it'll say on there when the, he said, yeah, but they don't always, they're not able to stick to that appointed date on the acknowledgement. They try really hard, but they don't always succeed. Well, that can really mess up a job when everything's supposed to line up and be put in at a certain time in a certain place. Well, it's up to a management to decide, well, the windows aren't not going to be here when they're supposed to be here, so I need to find how to move ahead. What is Plan B? And there should definitely be a Plan B. There is work that can be done without the windows being there. In other words, you should not wait and stop the job because of that. You need to keep going, and that's important, an important thing to do. And that's something that, you can't say it enough. All right. Hiring a contractor, you need to make sure they're licensed, they're insured. They give you many references. And I say that because there are so many people that I've talked to that have hired less than qualified contractors to do a particular job. And the job was done either shoddy, not the way it should be. Things weren't constructed the way they should be constructed. They weren't even, engineering wasn't even a factor in this situation, where engineering is probably one of the more important things in any kind of construction situation. Engineering is something that people really need to understand. It's very, very important. Engineering can make the difference on whether a job is going to succeed and last or not succeed. Engineering can make a big difference. Hey, take a minute to tell you about Atlas Foundation. Well, Tony Arpino and Atlas Foundation, one of the better foundation companies around, they work on slab foundations, and they do a wonderful job. And they do a wonderful job. Atlas Foundation will fix your slab, fix your whole situation up the way it should be. Tony Arpino doesn't do this with large trucks and cement and dirt and mud jacking, digging holes in your yard. That's not going to happen. Using Tony Arpino and Atlas Foundation with a very small crew of like two people in a pickup truck will come to your home with their tools and be able to fix your foundation the way it should be. You call them at 800-256-1010. That's Atlas Foundation. They really know foundations, really know the soils in Mississippi and how they vary from place to place. Soils in one place can be different than soils in another, as well as in subdivisions, soils can be some one way, and in another area of the subdivision, they can be quite another. So it's important. Atlas Foundation, 800-256-1010. All right, we've got some national news coming up from the from Fox News, and local news coming up, and then we've got a music segment next. Don't you go away on SuperTalk MCEF Studios.
Places. I hear those tenors screaming, trying to reach the top. Sound like a bunch of girls. Come on, now make it stop. If you like bass, bass, then raise them up, cause every octave that I sing is perfect, bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me, don't worry about those tenor guys. She said girls like a low voice to whisper in their ear at night. No, I won't be no pop star.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Are customers able to find you online? With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi, where the news comes first. With live updates from Super Talk Mississippi News and Fox News every hour. Available on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
Can you believe this guy?
Who is this guy?
It's Gerard Gibbert. Weekdays, 10 till 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
I like this guy.
Also on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
Us England.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Right.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
For those of you who are getting to watch us by streaming, you can see that we're previewing the music segment right now. They're running a lot of slides on who will be and who won't be. I decided today to do a music segment on duets. Just people have gotten together that sing songs together. And I've always been a James Taylor fan. I really have. And I've always been a J.D. Souther fan. J.D. Souther has written many songs for the Eagles. He's done many single songs by himself. He's been a producer. He's an important person. J.D. Souther really knows what's going on. But James Taylor, J.D. Souther, and Wattsell, I'm sorry, I didn't say his name right, wrote a song called Her Town 2. And the story is like this. Everybody thinks that Her Town 2 is a song written by James Taylor about Carly Simon, because James was married to Carly Simon for a long, long time. But it's not. It's about Betty Asher. And Betty Asher was the wife of Peter Asher, and they had a divorce that was devastating to Peter. Peter is a great personal manager, and he was, of course, a part of Peter and Gordon back in the old days and playing that kind of music, and he is still involved in music today. But they did a song called Her Town 2, and let's listen to James Taylor and J.D. Souther do Her Town 2. Song. And there's so many great songs from James Taylor and J.D. Souther. I imagine when you put the two of them together and you compile all of the albums that they've created or been a part of, it's an amazing list, amazing list. We're going to move on from there to a couple of people, John Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nettles. Bon Jovi, of course, what an amazing person. He was a leader of the group Bon Jovi. He sang lead on that. And not only that, but he was a big-time owner in the American Football League with a team called the Philadelphia Soul. And I think he's gotten away from that now. But he also has developed a food kitchen where people come and get to eat a meal and pay what they can afford. Or if they can't afford to pay, they can eat and then just work that thing off in the kitchen, doing a little work in the kitchen. And he's got his own winery. He has his own wine business. He's been around. He's very, very, very big player. And Jennifer Nettles, well, she was with a group called Sugarland, but she can flat sing. They did a song called Who Says You Can't Go Home? Hey, let's listen to Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nettles.
Like a blind eye.
you can. As a matter of fact, what a great song. What a great feeling. What a great upbeat tune that is. It just makes you feel so good to hear a song like that. I love Jennifer Nettles' accent, by the way. It shows through all of her music, and you can really tell this is truly a Southern girl, and I like it a lot. It appeals to me a great deal, but that's a great, great, great song. It's amazing. All right, let's move it on. Next, I'm going to do Robert Plant and Alison Krauss have done a couple of albums together, and they do some amazing, amazing music. And I was talking last night with my son on the phone, and I asked him, I said, I'm going to do a music segment tomorrow on duets. And first thing that came to his mind was Alison Krauss and Brad Paisley doing a song called Whiskey Lullaby, which, by the way, is a great it's a great song, it really is, but that's not the song I chose. I just wanted to mention that Whiskey Lullaby is a great song. But Robert Plant and Alison Krauss not only had a relationship for a while, but they did a great song called Gone, Gone, Gone. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, let's give them a listen.
Seems okay, babe. You wake up and find that you're alone. Cause I'll be gone.
Of course, Robert Plant was the lead singer of Led Zeppelin and has an amazing career in Led Zeppelin, but also has an amazing solo career and has done many great songs. I've seen Robert Plant in concert at Thalia Hall not about 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know. It was great. Absolutely fantastic. He's just a wonderful person, a great, great person to know and to... And does great music, really does great music. And, of course, Alison Krauss, what can you say about her? Somebody who really knows music and talks about it says, Alison Krauss doesn't need any auto-tuning machine or any, because she's always on pitch and plays a note, sings a note fully, and is a great, absolutely fantastic fiddle player. She is just an amazing talent, that's for sure. And to have somebody like her on board is just wonderful to have Alison Krauss around. It really is, and it's an addition to society, period. Well, while we're talking about duets, it's little known that a lot of times, or sometimes, I won't say a lot of times, sometimes duets are done where people who are doing the duet never really get to touch or meet or see one another. They do it from different parts of the country and in different studios, and the duet is put together by the engineers to make look like it's been done just right there, right now, but it's not. And I know that's true because I did something like that not too many years ago. We had a sponsor on Super Talk, a national sponsor, and he was talking about certain things, and he wanted to do a show with one of the local hosts, and they chose me to fill in a donut. He sent us a spot with, first he started it, and then he ended it. And, of course, he talked about me a little bit, and he talked about his show, and he talked about my show. And then it was my turn to turn around and talk about the same, just as if I was having a conversation with him right there in the studio. But he was in Nashville, and I was here in Jackson, and it sounded like we were together. It really did. But a lot of songs are done that way. And I think going back a little bit and looking at some of the things that really work very, very well, and that thinking is a song by Nat Cole and Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole. Natalie Cole, of course, being his daughter. And long after he passed, they did a song. Well, he did a song, Nat King Cole, called Unforgettable. But Natalie Cole did a duet with it, and it's just amazing their quality of the music. So let's listen to a little bit of Unforgettable.
That's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more
unforgettable in every way.
And forevermore. That's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Yeah, see, we'll play any kind of music around here. Love it. As long as it's good music. And man, I want to hear it. Usually what we do is we throw it to Lance. Lance, well, you got something you want to hear us? You want us to hear?
Well, I played it as the bumper coming back in, so you'll have, it gives you enough time to talk about Stevie Nicks and Tom.
All right. Tom Petty, of course, has passed, and Stevie Nicks is from Fleetwood Mac, and they do a great song together, Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty. The song just says everything. It says, stop dragging my heart around, but mostly you'll hear Stevie Nicks at her prime and Tom Petty jumping in to help, and just amazing, amazing stuff. So let's give a listen to them. Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty, stop dragging my heart around. Yes. Stop dragging my heart around. That's the way it should be. Great song. Great group. Both good groups. Text came in a little while ago talking about the Space Shifters were the group that Robert Plant and Alison Krauss had recorded with. And that's actually who I got to see at Thalia Hall. Robert Plant was playing, and the Space Shifters, his backup group, was playing with them, which are just amazing, amazing musicians. Lance, you were going to say something?
Oh, no, I was just going to say mine is... John Prine, Emmylou Harris, Angel from Montgomery on the backside. So I hope you enjoy that one. That's one of my favorite duets or whatever.
John Prine and Emmylou are just tremendous, tremendous artists as far as I'm concerned, and have really added a lot to the culture and the just American music scene, period.
Well, and Emmylou is awesome, and John, there's so many songs that I've appreciated that others have covered of his work.
Really?
You know, and it's just, he's one of those that I love to celebrate.
Sometimes you have to listen to other people do his work, mm-hmm. do covers of it, to understand how really good it is.
It's kind of like J.J. Cale's the same. You know, J.J. has a lot of the same. So many covers, but some of the covers that they've done on his work are amazing. He's such a great writer.
You go, that came from J.J. Cale, and you listen to him play, and you go, how can that possibly be? And yet it really is, because he's such a great writer. All right. MCEF Studios, Mississippi Construction Education Foundation, Buildmore, Mississippi Education, right here at the Buildmore Studios. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away. Handyman Show.
My husband and I want the best for our children. So when our son Tripp shared his interest in career and technical education, we panicked. Hard work, dirty jobs, low pay. That's what we thought until we got the facts. We discovered countless paths to success, not to mention the growth opportunities. I'm so glad we listened to Tripp.
Trade up. Discover the power of career and technical education and start building your career. This message brought to you by the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. Building tomorrow's workforce today.
No matter where you go, Super Talk Mississippi is there. With FM signals all over the state, you can hear Super Talk Mississippi from the Delta to the Red Clay Hills of Meridian and from Oxford to Biloxi. And when you're out of the state, you can always get the latest Mississippi news and talk online at supertalk.fm and on your smart device with the Super Talk app. You're proud to call Mississippi home, and we're proud to cover your state like no one else. Thanks for listening to Super Talk Mississippi.
Attorney Joe.
I can hear them buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today.
How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and have nothing to say?
Make me an angel. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
Amazing stuff. Another great version of that song is Bonnie Raitt. Does a great version.
Oh, yeah. There's so many good ones. But that duet one right there.
That duet moving. Is just, whew. They're both just amazing talents. And Prine is no longer with us, I don't think.
What was that question?
Prime is no longer with us.
I don't think so.
I think he passed away. A few years, a year or two ago. But Emmylou is still out there kicking. And doing good.
April 7th, 2020.
Yeah,
John Prine passed away.
Okay,
yeah. Not too long ago, though.
Not too long ago. Well, for sure. All right. Good music. And if you have a thought on what you'd like to hear for a music segment, text it to us. We'll perhaps work on it. Perhaps we won't, but maybe we will. And we'll see what happens. Just text us some information. We'd love to hear it. All right. Something I talk about a lot and has happened a lot is painting dark paneling or painting kitchen cabinets. It takes the same kind of effort to get a quality job out of that. Anybody can open a can of paint and start painting a project and have it look pretty good that day at the end when they're finished. But if they have not done the proper preparation, it's not going to last. What is the proper preparation for cabinets and paneling? Well, first, I really believe that you should take a 180 grit sandpaper and sand the entire surface down that's going to be finished. Whether it be a stain finish or it doesn't matter. Just sand it all down. And then once you've sanded it all down, and I'm not talking about sanding the finish off, I'm talking about just etching the finish just a little bit. So it shouldn't take you very long to do the entire room. But once you've done that, then you need to dust it all off, get rid of all of the dust and debris, and then come back with a product called liquid sandpaper. Liquid sandpaper is sold in many different forms. It's called surface preparation by some. It's called liquid sandpaper by others. But it's all generic. It's liquid sandpaper. And the other products are just name brands of that particular product. And what it does is it removes all the contaminants off of any kind of surface. Plus, it softens the original finish a little bit so that when you go back with a high bonding primer, that primer not only sits on the surface of this project that you're doing, but it also digs in a little bit. It goes inside the project, the finished a little bit, making a great surface. But you must use a high bonding primer. And keep in mind, the primer can be tinted to what color your finish color is going to be. So it can really make a big difference. It's almost like your first coat of paint, but it's important that that primer be put on, particularly after the liquid sandpaper and a high bonding primer. Now, that right there, we've talked about a lot of work at that point in time. The good news is most of the hard work is done at this point in time, and then you get to start using the finish coat. And you put the finish paint on there. And latex is great. Latex, as a matter of fact, has come so far in the past few years as opposed to an oil base or an alkyd base. Latex is preferred by many, be used in many places for many different reasons. So your finish coat will probably take at least two coats, maybe even three, to get the quality look that you want to get out of the cabinets and or paneling that you're doing. And that's just how you would attack a cabinet refinish job. But keep in mind, you can also order doors. You can order drawer fronts. And by doing so, you not only will get rid of the old-fashioned hinges that are showing up a little bit, but also you can have hidden hinges put on and use the same cabinetry, the same exact boxes of cabinetry that you can, and put on new doors, which may be MDF, medium density fiberboard, and they'll all be a solid one-piece door, but they can be made into like panel, raised panel or sunken panel or just flat panel, whatever you want for a cabinet door they can make, and they do out of MDF, and it's a wonderful product. And the best way to get them, if you can get them, order your MDF doors and drawer fronts primed, then you're way ahead of the game, because that's taking one of the processes out of your hands, and it's done by the factory. But that's the way you would finish a great wall, cabinet, paneling, and gutter, and cabinetry and wall paneling as well, huh? Tongue-tied there for a second. I'll be okay in a while. I'll get on the tongue-tied in a while. But I did have a complaint to Lance. Lance, I've looked all over the place, and you know what? I can't find any eggs anywhere.
Are you looking for the ones you have to paint yourself, or like real eggs? I didn't hide any for you this morning.
Lance. I'm hurt. Well,
I'm sorry.
How about the tradition of the producer of the show usually singing in my yellow bonnet or that Easter song?
Yeah, I don't know that. I'll let you sing that one. I'll listen.
No,
I don't want to butcher it up too bad.
No, it'd be fun to butcher it up that bad.
Yes.
In your Easter bonnet. That's the name of it. In your Easter bonnet.
No, I'm going to have to look that one up.
No, it's old. It was an old-timey Easter song where people sang it all the time. In your Easter bonnet. the Queen of the Easter Parade and all that. You know, it's old school music, but it's great. It's a great song. But next Easter, go ahead and hide the eggs so I can go ahead and have something to find, because looking around here and not finding anything is just a...
And if I put up what I had left of you, the secondary with all the flowers floating around, I hit them there.
I hit them. Okay, that's where they are, in the flowers.
You'll see. Yeah. Ah, there they are.
Oh, I know.
They're
all
back
they are.
There behind you. You got to go get them.
Only good people can see them. That eliminates us, doesn't it? Oh, well, at any rate, let's get out with some handyman stuff. All right. Where can we find a handyman this time of day?
Yeah, where's that guy?
Where is he? He's gone away. He's taking the weekend off. Well, whenever you're buying lumber at a lumberyard or at a home center, always buy kiln-dried lumber. That's KD lumber. Because anything that is not KD, and most big-box home centers carry KD lumber in stock, and they don't. Pretty much going to any kind of lumber yard or lumber store, you're going to find mostly kiln-dried lumber. I guess it comes into play more in pressure-treated nowadays than it ever did before, because when pressure-treated was brought into our view and we started using it, it was not kiln dried and it was very heavy and very wet. Well, somebody found a process where they could actually impregnate it with all the chemicals and things that will make it non-decay and insect proof and make it what's called pressure treated. But then after it's been through that service, it can be kiln dried, so it's not nearly as heavy. And being kiln dried removes most of the moisture, or a lot of the moisture, but it won't remove a lot of the chemicals that create pressure-treated material. So therefore, it's a lighter material, easier to handle, and it's a good material. It's easier to, it won't warp nearly as quickly. It's a really good material, and it works very well. So anytime you're at a lumber store or a home center, always try to buy KD lumber. Because KD, kiln dried, is very important. It's very important to the well-being of lumber. I know a lot of lumber around here is air dried, and as you drive by different areas in the state where there are wood logging plants, you'll see stacks of lumber that have all these slats in between them where the lumber is actually separated by, so the air can get in there, and that's called air dry. It just happens to work out where this climate is perfect for air drying material, and that's really how material gets air dried. Air dried is pretty good. I like kiln dried a little better myself, but air dried is not a bad way to do things, and a lot of lumber today around here, particularly the southern yellow pine, can be air dried, because that's mostly what we what they harvest when the loggers around here. And they have a logger convention next door about once or twice a year, and I should get one of those people to come on board to get them to talk about, because that's where it all starts, in the forest, in the trees, from a mustard seed, if you will. And it can grow into a huge tree. And it's amazing that what a mustard seed can do, because it turns into what we're all sitting on chairs or sitting on couches or laying on couches or doing whatever we're doing right now. Of course, most of us, I'm sure, are out looking for Easter eggs, as I was earlier, which didn't do me any good. Thanks, Lance. I'll get you.
Like I said, I hit them. They're just in the field behind you.
Okay. I couldn't get to it. I'm reaching it.
Through the glass.
I'm reaching it. It's not there. Oh, well. We'll get to it after a while. I've spoken about this before, too, and I might as well speak out again. And painting the floor in your garage, so many people want to have an epoxy finish on their garage floor, and there's a lot of ways to do this. But my favorite way is to let a professional do it, to let somebody who knows what they're doing, that has the equipment, that can do it properly and have it last. A lot of the do-it-yourself products that are on the market today will actually put an epoxy finish on your garage floor, but I don't think it's going to be as tough as the epoxy finish that a professional may put on your garage floor, because they're going to put on a non-scuff material that's not going to stick on the tires of your car, and, you know, hot tires of your car, and something that's going to last. And part of the reason that's so good is because long before they put anything down, they not only clean the concrete of all the oil and debris, but then they go ahead and etch it a little bit with a sander that looks a drum sander, and it actually serrates, it actually cuts little holes, little grooves in the concrete where the bonding can apply to it very, very well. So I really do believe that to get your garage door epoxy finished, it's just better to hire a pro. It'll get you a better project, something you'll be happy you did, and make your project. Then you can park your Corvette on it and not worry about it. I know a lot of you have those Corvettes or Mercedes.
I see a bunch of Corvettes around.
Yeah, oh, I do too. And the new ones too.
Yeah, they look fast.
Interestingly enough, yesterday I was watching somebody build a fence, just a regular 6-foot fence, and they were pulling a trailer with all the pressure treated lumber in the back. And they were driving a Ford pickup truck that was an electric truck. Do you know that Ford electric trucks are like $100,000? And it was hard for me to understand how a builder who is just building fences for somebody can drive a $100,000 truck around. I had to stop.
I see that all the time. I wonder. I'm like, what am I missing?
I was walking my dog and stopped and looked at this truck. Wait a minute. What is going on here? How can this guy have a $100,000 truck? Oh, well. I don't. And I won't.
They're just vehicles are seemingly to me so high priced now, and yeah. I'm one of those. I don't need all the bells and whistles. I wish you could go with back. You remember the old days? You could get a stripped down work truck type version
indeed.
On the lot. Now that's something you'd have to go find. You know, like a truck, a lease style dealer that you can buy one that's bare bones.
Right.
And do what you want to. You're paying for so many of the bells and whistles now, and some people love those. They really do.
Yeah, they do.
And I don't blame them. It's just not my cup of tea. I could live without a lot of that stuff.
I think a lot of the people today want bells and whistles, but whereas people like you and I who have been around where they had vehicles that didn't have all the bells and whistles, I mean, my car that I drive is very basic and doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles, but it has everything I need in it. It is wonderful for everything I want, but it doesn't have it won't tell you where to go. It won't talk to you. You have to drive it. I like it. It's fun. But vehicles have gotten incredibly expensive and maybe even overpriced at this point in time, and I think there'll be a price change in periods coming up, and things will get down a little bit where we can afford to have them back again. Because right now, new vehicles are very expensive. All right. Anytime you're using old paint, it should be strained before you use it. Straining is very important on old paint, as well as mixing any paint that you use before you use it. Make it work as it should. So make sure you do just that. Paint strainers are available at any hardware store or paint store anywhere around. They're very inexpensive, easy to use. Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk at the MCEF Studios. That's Build, Mississippi. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The Wallflowers rebooted. Performing all those Wallflower hits. Saturday, May 4th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. 2-time Grammy winning The Wallflowers. On sale now at pearlriverresort.com. Reconnect at thewallflowers.com.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time. Made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
That's all coming out of one guitar. That's the guy who can play guitar, that's for sure. Or a person. I don't know that it's a guy.
Randy Rhodes.
Well,
Ozzy's guy. That was the actual, that was the test tone. Yeah, I love that. That's one of my favorites. It just shows the isolation of him there getting his guitar set up right and crushing it.
And crushing it. Just unbelievable.
Just crushing
unbelievable.
It.
Unbelievable. And it's amazing how many great, great guitar players are out there. I was visiting somebody the other day. Actually, I was at their house to look for at windows, but he happened to be a music major who really has dealt a lot in saxophone. He knows a lot about saxophone. And he said, he was talking about some friend of his that makes him so mad. He said, here I am practicing my whole life to learn a piece and practicing and getting it down just right. And this guy's never heard it before, never seen it before, and sits at this piano and plays it. And key changes, does everything just right, never misses a note. I said, yeah, I'm the same way. I said, but it does kind of aggravate you when you can do that. You work so hard to get somewhere, and this other person sits down just naturally can go to it. And there are a number of natural people out there that do just that. All right, back to handyman stuff. Pressed tin tile. Well, that's something that, you know, you go into a lot of, like, remember old-timey drugstores had this pressed tin tile on the roof? And some places in Jackson still have that, by the way. But it is available. This pressed tin tile looks wonderful as far as ceilings are concerned. And it can work up there. But it can also work as backsplashes in countertops. And it looks wonderful back there. But it's all a matter of making sure it coordinates with your backsplash, with your floor, and with your kitchen. But it's a material that's available. I don't think it's readily available. It's not like you can go down to any home center and buy a bunch of it. But you can order it almost anywhere. And pressed tin tile is a really great way to go and a really great addition to making your home unique, making it yours. Which, you know, we all want to do somehow or other. And we hopefully do that.
You can, if you're in a smaller town or even sometimes larger cities, but a lot of those places have already been kind of rifled through.
Right.
But a lot of the smaller towns, you go into some of the old drug stores and hardware stores and, you know, two-story buildings that kind of nobody's been in a while.
Yep.
They have those pressed tins.
Pressed tins.
And those things are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They really are.
And there's a lot of it here in this state. Mm-hmm. And when you go to the smaller towns and the smaller things, and like you say, in some of the drugstores and some of the...
You can find them in some of those little shops around a town. I could find stacks of them at old, like, antique places that aren't very well trafficked.
Right.
You go in there and there's like 50 of them stacked up. Hey, man, give me $100 for them. Okay.
Yeah. Really.
Will you help me load them? I'll give you an extra 20.
Sure, I'll be right there. And while we're talking about stores that have been around for a while, let's talk a little bit about Revel. Revel Hardware Store has been around forever, and they are a great Hardware store, many, many locations here in central Mississippi. Revel Ace Hardware is a quality store, and they do believe so much in customer service, treating the customer like the customer is just always right, and the customer, they want to make sure the customer is satisfied with the product that they have chosen or have purchased at Revel Ace Hardware. And they won't spend any more because they're very competitive price-wise. And they just are a great place to go when you need anything as far as the line of hardware that, or outdoor power equipment is available at their Outdoor Power Equipment Center in Pearl, as well as all their stores have some power equipment available. But most of their outdoor power equipment is found at their Outdoor Power Equipment Center in Pearl on Highway 80 next to the Revel Ace Hardware. A great store. Proud to have them as sponsors of this Handyman Show. Revel Ace Hardware. You go see them. Let them know you heard them about them right here on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at Super Talk Mississippi on Easter weekend. That's right. It's quite the weekend. Everybody's got something going on this weekend, and I'm glad they do. They really, there's a lot happening. Well, had somebody call me the other day and ask me about cleaning the ducts on their house. That's the ducts that would carry the heating and air conditioning from the unit, from the HVAC unit, to different locations in the house. And my answer was, I think if a house has some age to it, that the ducts probably do need cleaning in order to freshen up your air and to make your air a lot cleaner and easier to breathe. Particularly if you're showing up a lot of dust on your house and you're having the dust like every other day and there's dust all over the place. Getting your ducts clean can make a big difference. And it can also help with allergies and people who have allergies, because a lot of mildew and mold may build up in your duct system and dirt that you aren't even aware of. Well, this can all be cleaned out and should be cleaned out. And I think it's important. If you have a newer house that's maybe a year or two old, probably not that important to get your ducts cleaned out. But if you have an older home, I think it is important that occasionally, which means not very regularly, not on any kind of annual basis, but on maybe every 4 or 5 years, you should have your ducts cleaned. It's important to do, and it's important to make sure that you're getting the purest air that you can inside your home. Because as you well know, and as you've heard said many, many times, inside air pollution is worse than outside air pollution by many times, because of all of the elements that we have going on inside a house, whether we're cooking or whether we're washing clothes or using an iron, or all this creates, or using the wrong kind of candle to create scents in our house. The scent is actually not good for the air pollution, so you have to buy the quality candles that are really better for you and better for the environment as well. That's important to do. I think it's important to get your ducts cleaned, and as best you can. It really can make a difference in your life. One thing I want to know about is, your kitchen user friendly? Or are the countertops just cluttered with stuff and you can't even get to anything? Well, first off, your kitchen was probably designed to be a useful room, but you've gone and just put everything from canisters to cups to this to knickknacks to open boxes of whatever out on the counter and left them there, and your counter all of a sudden becomes not user-friendly. There's no counter space available because there's stuff stacked on it. Well, best thing you can do is get rid of the clutter, clean up the mess that you have, and then sit back and look at your kitchen. Maybe you need a different layout in your kitchen. Maybe you need to have a remodeler come through and do some work with your kitchen. And yes, it would cost some money, but it would make it much easier to use and much easier to be in a kitchen. That's the way a kitchen should be. A kitchen should be user-friendly. All right, you've been listening for 2 hours of the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. We appreciate you. And tell your friends, the Handyman's on Super Talk from 10 to 12 every Saturday. And I wish each and every one of you out there happy Easter. And he is risen. We're proud. We're just proud to be a part of that. And Buddy Slowick saying, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Feeling down? Here's your prescription for a daily dose of good news and positive vibes. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Every afternoon, Rebecca highlights all the good things happening right here in the state you call home. Daily exposure to Good Things with Rebecca Turner may cause smiling, feelings of positivity, happiness, and even laughter. When you experience these symptoms, tell your friends to listen.
Okay.
Weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi and now on Amazon Alexa devices.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hear the show Saturdays at 1 right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Turkeys, whitetail, Grenada Lake crappie, or Gulfport redfish. We enjoy it all, especially when you're in camp with us on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi and now on Amazon Alexa devices.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem. The new degree of comfort.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.